This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Top U.S. military and diplomatic officials warn they have no intention of easing their maximum pressure campaign against Iran, even as evidence suggests the regime in Tehran is lashing out in increasingly dangerous ways. But U.S. officials also caution they are not looking to start a war, though much will depend on what Tehran does next. Former U.S. ambassador to Iraq, Christopher Hill, tells the Associated Press tensions between the U.S. and Iran has created a dangerous situation.
I think it's a pretty dangerous situation. There's certainly a lot of room for miscalculation. I think the president had in mind that he would get the Iranians into a position where they wanted to talk to him. He would get some improvement on the JCPOA, the Iran deal. But I don't think the Iranians want to play along with that. So now we have a question of how to calm this thing down.
Hill said he hopes the U.S. gets some backing from its allies before it takes the situation any further. U.S. President Donald Trump kicked off his reelection campaign at a rally in Orlando, Florida, on Tuesday night, one of the swing states that fueled his poll-defying victory in 2016.
We believe our country should be a sanctuary for law-abiding citizens, not for criminal aliens. We're going to keep it better than ever before. And that is why tonight I stand before you to officially launch my campaign for a second term as President of the United States.
While promoting issues like the economy and border security, Trump also condemned his Democratic opponents as socialists who try to destroy him and his family. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.